The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.
WWER 88.1 FM in Colonial Beach. I am Linda Wright, here with Veronica Crawford of a new business called Canine Resort. And I'm so excited to meet you, Veronica. I want to tell our viewers who you are. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, again, my name is Veronica Crawford. I'm a native Washingtonian, born and raised in Washington, D.C. I have transitioned to Colonial Beach about a year and a half ago, and I love the Colonial Beach community. That's
you,
where I am.
You drank the Kool-Aid like all of us,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. So here we are in your new facility, and I understand you're going to have an open house soon. It's lovely. It's just fresh and clean, and it looks like there's a lot that's going to happen here. So let me ask you, why this type of business? Why the grooming and boarding business for dogs?
Okay, I adopted my dog, Benny, about 7 years ago. And it was something that I, ever since, I've been passionate about. Benny came with a lot of issues. He had severe separation anxiety. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to find a place to take him while I was at work, because I would worry about him during the day. He would destroy things. He had a hard time being home by himself. So I looked for facilities, and I just could not find anything in my area. So I ended up traveling to a native area, dealing with rush hour traffic for him to experience daycare. And it was just an amazing experience for him. However, when I changed jobs, they did not open until 7 a.m. and I had to be to work by 7:30. So I could no longer keep him in that facility. So since then, I've been doing a lot of research trying to figure out what can I offer other pet parents and dog parents like me that wants a one-stop shop where they can take their dog to get groomed, take them for boarding if they have to go out of town, or if they're in a situation where I was in, where I was commuting and just didn't want to leave my dog home for 10 or 12 hours and I wanted him to be somewhere where I knew he was safe and was having a good time. So that's why I wanted to start this facility. I am a dog mom. I love my dog. And I know other dog parents feel the same way about me. They want a safe place. They want a place where their dog wants to run in the building and is happy. And that's what I want to create here at Canine Resort.
Oh my gosh, I know exactly how you feel, because I'm a dog mom too.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better than when the dog comes home and he's smiling, but he wants to be with you, but you know he's had a good day.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Have you always been a dog mom?
No, I was not a person that liked dogs. I was afraid of dogs. But after I was diagnosed with breast cancer, someone told me, you should get a dog. They're very comforting. They'll help you through this process. One day I was laying, I saw NBC. They were having this Adopt a Dog Day, and I said, let me go and check it out. I checked it out, found Benny, and I've been in love with dogs ever since. He has been my world. He has changed my life. I've learned so much from him, and I can't replace what he has given me. So as a dog mom, I give him everything that I have to make sure he has a great and happy life, and I want other dog parents to experience that.
Oh my gosh, that story is so close to my heart, because I've watched on NBC when they have that Adopt a Puppy, and I always wonder, who gets these dogs? And now I met one.
Yes.
Right. So tell me, how did you get started first of all, when did you decide to open this business, and how did you get started?
Once I got Benny and I saw the need in my community, I started doing a lot of research. I asked where he was attending. I asked the owner questions. She gave me some advice. I started talking to other dog parents just to see if my need was their need. And so I saw that there was a need, the same need I had a lot of dog parents had. A lot of dog parents did not want to keep their dogs locked up in a cage all day, but they were forced to. And so they said, if I had somewhere, I would take my dog. So for me, I have to groom my dog. So I wanted a place where they can go grooming, where they were comfortable, a building they were familiar with. I wanted everything in one place to offer parents. So that's what I wanted. And after speaking with people within my community, people in other places, all of us dog parents pretty much want the same thing. Our dogs are like our children, and so we want the best for them. And that's why I wanted this facility, to offer everything that I need as a dog parent and give the best for my dogs and other people's dogs.
How long ago did you start this process?
I started it as soon as I got Benny, started doing a lot of research, taking coursework. So that's been about 5 years.
Okay.
And then about 3 years ago, I really got really serious about it, took a lot of coursework. Did a lot of research, started a process of looking at facilities when I lived in Maryland. It was just a difficult process there. There were a lot of barriers there. Mm-hmm. And so I realized that that was not the place for me. So when I came here and I saw the buildings for lease, what I had put on the shelf, God just allowed things to flow very, very easily and very simply. From leasing the building, from ISOM, from finding right employees, from getting all the equipment, everything just lined up perfectly. And it would just show me this is the right place and the right time.
Wow. It's like the doors opened up.
So you were
just driving down the road and you saw the for lease sign?
Yes.
That's great.
I was driving down the road, saw the for lease sign, and I said, it wouldn't hurt to go and find out, and it just went smooth ever since. Yes.
Wonderful. You mentioned something about your training and your research. Are you the dog groomer here, or are you the business manager? Tell me your role, and do you have employees?
Yes, I am the owner of the business. I am funding the business. I have an accounting degree, so I'm overseeing all the business operations. I do have a groomer, Bronwyn. She's amazing. However, I've taken classes. I'm still in school because I feel like if you're going to be a business owner, you have to be well-versed in every aspect of the business. So that's why I'm in school and why I've been in school to do that. So we have a groomer on staff. We have four doggy daycare attendants. They're all required to receive a certification through a PAC Pro training program. It's an awesome certification. I met with the owner. I'm very happy with that. Everyone has to be certified. And I also have an overnight dog attendant who also has to be certified. So he will be here with the dogs overnight. What I found alarming though when I was boarding my dogs is that I did not know a lot of facilities did not have people there with the dogs overnight. And I was not happy with that because my dog could have a medical emergency, there could be a fire, there could be anything. And I did not want my dogs to be left alone all night, especially if I was paying for that service. So I made sure that I included an overnight person to be here overnight. And if that overnight person is not here, I will be here overnight.
Well, that draws me to my next question. What makes your business different from other, I don't know if there are any other facilities like yours in the Westmoreland County area, but what makes you different? Let's say in your grooming, the grooming of the dogs, what makes you different?
one, I have someone that's, that has a lot of experience, and experience is a lot. It makes me very happy having someone experienced. But what sets me apart is her mindset and my mindset about how we care for dogs align. And when I spoke with her and she shared some experiences at other groomers of how they treated the dogs and how she could not stay in that environment and watch that, I knew that there was a connection and she has a love for animals. So that is what set us apart, because she really cares about the animal. She's very much like me, a little OCD, very meticulous about everything, and which I love, because when I pay for a service, I want the best service. And I believe K9 Resort, along with my groomer, will provide that great grooming service, along with all my other staff. All of my staff have a love and a desire for dogs. All of them are experienced with dogs. I have been very, very, very hard as far as hiring people, because I want people who have experience but yet have a love for animals. And so that has not been an easy process, but it's a necessary process.
Thank you for that, because I feel the same way when I put my dog in someone else's hands. I did notice when you were showing me the facility that you had a hair dryer or a blower that was, you mentioned it was different.
Yes.
Could you explain to our viewers or our listeners what that machine is and why it's so important?
So I've done, as I stated, a lot of research, and I have short-nosed dogs. And with short-nosed dogs, they do not do well in heat. So that's why in my facility, I don't keep the dogs out all day. They have an indoor play area and they go outside for like a recess time. Mm-hmm. But for the dryer, there are some dryers that have heat that's included, and it can cause the dog to be overheated sometimes, and it's also not good for short-nosed dogs. Mm-hmm. So I decided to get a dryer that will be an air dryer. It may take a little bit longer for the dog to dry, but it's safer for the dog. It doesn't provide that heat. It doesn't have the dog to get overheated. You can maneuver it so that the dog is comfortable. And so that's what I want to create. I want the dogs to be safe. That's the first priority. And I want them to look good when they leave here.
Well, that was exciting. I never heard that before. So I know that my dog does not like heat hair dryers, so we're going to bring BJ to you. Let me ask you a question here. What advice would you give your younger self before you started this process? I know we talked about it, but would you like to answer that?
The advice I would give my younger self is making sure that you are well grounded in who you are, because you're gonna have a lot of doubters, naysayers. I've been very, very fortunate in the Colonial Beach community, because people have been so excited, so supportive, and I'm very happy about that. But when you know for yourself that you're doing something for the right reasons, because this isn't about money for me, it's providing a service to my community and also providing jobs to my community and also taking care of animals. That's my primary focus. And so for me, my younger self, I would say, hey, forget all the other noise and focus on what you know is right, and know what you're doing is right for your community. And just keep pushing, regardless of how difficult it is, how much work it is, just keep pushing. And it's been a lot of work. I painted myself, I did a lot of work myself, and it's all worth it.
Yeah, because you started from scratch.
Yes.
Now, speaking of that, do you have a vision for what you would like K9 Resorts to become?
Yes. Right now, we're starting small with 5 kennels. We have 1 groomer. We allow about 20 dogs in daycare. But in this building, I can see where we're able to expand immediately once the community falls in love with K9 Resort. So we can increase to 10 kennels. We can increase our doggy daycare to about 15 dogs each side, 30 dogs. I can see where we can increase our groomers from 1 to 4. So that's the plan in-house. Eventually, I would like to franchise the business. That's my goal, is to franchise. In other communities, that's the town feel, yeah, like Colonial Beach, where they don't have all of the service. I'm not talking about Alexandria and Fairfax and all of those places. I'm talking about small communities that don't have this service and that would like this service.
I love it, because you're here to fill a need.
Yes.
And with so many people loving their dogs, like you said, I can see where a franchise situation would be a wonderful idea.
Yes.
If you have one of our listeners is sitting there saying, I really resonate with what Veronica is saying about animals. I love animals. What advice would you give somebody listening that might like to get involved in the care of dogs? And perhaps maybe come and work with you.
Okay, well, I would love to have you. One thing I would say is make sure you're well-rounded. It's not just about loving animals. You have to have some type of business sense. You have to have great customer service, because in my training, they talk about how dogs don't have wallets. They can love being here, but you still have to provide customer service to your customers. So not just saying I love dogs and don't care about people. You have to be well-rounded. You have to know business. I went through a small business administration program. I did a whole program where I learned everything from customer service to marketing to legal issues, social media. I had opportunity to talk with people and sit with people. They went over my business plan, gave me advice on things, looked at how you get funding and things of that nature. So I feel if you want to do this business, have a well-rounded mindset where, yes, we want people who love animals because you're in the business of animals, but also making sure you have great customer service, you're servicing the parents of those animals, making sure you're meeting their needs, making sure that you have a kind heart toward them, and it's not just about money and making profit, that you're providing a service and that you have a business sense of how to operate and run a business.
Well, that leads me to one more question about the well-roundedness and the different approaches. Is I notice this facility is incredibly clean. How do you keep the doggy day area sanitized and clean and the kennels? What is your plan for safety and cleanliness?
The kennels will be spot cleaned every day while your dog is staying. In transition from one dog to another, they will be sanitized completely everywhere, from the crates, the floor, the elevated bed, to the doorknob. Everything will be sanitized. We use what's called Top 256 Performance. It's a disinfectant that is known to kill various dog viruses. And so that will be done consistently. The spot cleaning will be done with the kennels every single day. And when the dog transitions from one dog to the other, they will be sanitized completely, all the kennels. Every night, my overnight person will be cleaning the dog areas, okay, where the play areas. They will vacuum and they will sanitize them every single night. Mm-hmm. And on the weekends, because there's no doggy daycare on the weekends, there will be a thorough sanitizing of the doggy daycare areas. Everything will be cleaned off. We're using 256 Performance for everything to sanitize. In my groomer's schedule, after every single grooming, she has time that is allotted for her to clean after every grooming.
Oh, that's good.
And
she
stated,
excellent,
wow, that's amazing.
Excellent.
But I put that in there. That's why I'm telling people, make sure you sign up quick for the groomer, because she's going to get very popular very soon. But we're only allowing 4 dogs a day to be groomed because we're allowing cleaning, and I want her to take her time with every single dog because every dog deserves the best service.
Wow. As we're winding down, I have another question about when you mentioned social media. I know you must have a social media presence. So why don't you tell our listeners what your, how they can reach you, certainly on social media, but also by telephone.
Okay. Well, first I have a website that is gives all the pricing, gives you all of the information about K9 Resort, and that is www.caninresort.com. www.caninresortllc.com. I also have a Facebook. You can just type in K9 Resort. I was MD on there, so be understanding of that. I also have Instagram, K9 Resort. You'll find us there. And you can also stop by the building anytime you want at 3673 Kings Highway in Colonial Beach. And our phone number is 804-224-1010. Very easy. 804-224-1010.
Now, you just gave us the location. And are you easy to find on Kings Highway?
So I've had a lot of people to say, that building does not look finished. I said, because it's the wrong building. So when you see the 2 tan buildings in the front, our facility is further in the back. It is a gray building with a red top. And people don't understand why I would have chosen back here, but again, I'm all about safety. So when you're having dogs, you always have to take precautions. And so I did not want the dogs to be very, very close to the highway. Mm-hmm. I wanted them to be a little bit ways off the highway, but I wanted my facility to be accessible where people could drop their dogs off going to work, pick them up coming home, but their dog is still off the highway where it's not so much noise and too much of an issue or a safety issue.
Wow. Well, Veronica, it has been a pleasure speaking with you today, getting to know you, visiting your facility. I want to thank you for being a part of our Porch Talk on WWER. I love this radio station because Porch Talk tells us about our community, and we're so happy you're here. Is there anything else you want to say before we close?
No, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity, and I look forward to seeing all the Colonial Beach residents come out and see what we're offering, and hopefully we can provide a service to you and your pups.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Take care.